Hey guys, what's up? It's me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. With me tonight, I have my BFF, Katie.
Hello, guys.
Oh, wait, I don't have your mic on, my B. Sorry, Katie. Hey, you want to say hi now?
I guess I'm not that important.
No, hello, I was everyone. Like, oh, okay, guys, I'm so excited, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I don't even have Katie's mic on. Okay, Katie, when was the last time you were on my show?
Last time I was on her show was last semester, so a solid 6 months, I'd say.
A solid 6 months. A whopping 6 months. Right before we came into the studio to do this show, we were listening to some other student shows, and I, like, it just really pleased me to hear, like, people, because I always, like, mess up. I feel like I, like, my first show, my outro, if any of you listen to that, that was quite the outro, honestly. That was me and DJ Goody talking, and I was trying to come off like the show. So I was like, okay guys, you're listening to DJ Diamond, and I'm coming at you with the Hollywood. And I was like, okay, I saw Emma, like, she's like, south, like, it's going south, cut it out. And finally I was like, you know, I'm just gonna redo that. So I was listening to these student shows a little bit before we came on, and honestly, it's nice to know that I'm not the only one who messes up with this stuff. So Katie got a good laugh out of the student shows that we were listening to. Hello, 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 my ladies and gentlemen friends, aka Captain Quality.
You know, it really put me in such a good mood because it made me feel better being not, you know, this is not
you're
my
more
forte.
Relaxed.
I feel like I can say whatever. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Okay, so I was gonna talk to you about something actually as an intro, like as an introduction kind of thing, but
okay.
I can't remember. So anyways, when I remember it though, I will be sure to like pause the stories and ask you. So, Katie.
Yes.
So my first article that I'm actually going to be doing right now is talking about how Bella Thorne made her Playboy debut at the age of 19. So for those of you who don't know, Bella Thorne was a Disney actress, and she was on Disney for, I want to say, a couple years, and then her style got super edgy, and just like Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, they didn't like the edginess that was coming from them because it's a childhood. It's a kids, you know, channel and everything. So she got booted off, and she recently just made her Playboy debut, which is very risque.
You know, it really is. And like looking at the pictures,
mm-hmm.
I would just like to point out that there are no fully nude pictures, which is kind of
like, what's the point of that?
I got really excited because I saw Playboy and I was expecting nude, and you know what? I got a jacket, so
no,
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I would like to state that.
No, yeah, it's she's not. It's not like, you know, when, you know, the show Girls Next Door was on. It's not her completely naked at all. She just has a David Bowie like bomber on with these like latex pants, and she doesn't have a shirt on or a bra, and you just see like a bare chest, but she's covering her boobs, so she's not fully nude. The fact that she's 19 though and she's like on Playboy, to me that's crazy. My mom just texted me and was like, sorry, I missed your call. So that was the ding. I think it's crazy that she's 19 and she is posing for Playboy. I was 19, what, my senior year of high school, or was it freshman year of college?
I think it's freshman year.
I think it was freshman year of college. Oh my gosh. If I was posing on for Playboy as a freshman in college, my parents would have my booty. They would not. They'd be like, oh, I feel like they wouldn't be shocked, honestly, because I'm a very out there kind of girl. Like I'm willing to do a lot of things. But they would definitely not be happy with me. So, but it's like, she's not fully nude. So.
Yeah. I think if your parents saw you in a pair of jeans and a nice bomber jacket, they'd be like, wow, she is doing nice, you know? I think I should go back to my room and maybe we can take some pictures just like that, and I'll be on Playboy next thing you know in
Heck
a bomber
yeah.
and some jeans.
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell your pictures.
I think we can make a solid $5.
I think we could too, honestly.
It's a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah. So she, in the article, because they did a cover on her, she talks about how... So recently Bella came out on Twitter as being bisexual, and she's dating Tyler Posey right now, who was the leading actor in Teen Wolf. And I think they canceled their show already, or if they haven't, it's their last season. So she's talking about how, you know, if you're confident enough to show off your body, you should be confident. it can be difficult to get yourself to focus on you all the time, especially when you're trying to transition into who you really are, but I'm not going to change for anybody else. I love staying true to me. And then she goes on to say, I am a woman who loves skin. I love skin on me. I love skin on girls. I love skin on guys. And for some reason, that like quote from her, I don't know, it just kind of like freaked me out, because it reminds me of like a horror movie. Like, I love skin. Like, that's so creepy.
You know, I'm happy for her, and I'm happy that she's, you know, out to everyone. Not that she has to be, but, you know, she's living her truth. And props to that. The only thing I have to say is the skin comment did definitely, like, it made my skin uncomfortable.
I know. It kind of, like, made me get, like, the heebie-jeebies. Creepy crawlies.
I just thought of dead skin on the floor.
I know. That was really, it's, like,
it was very
know.
Graphic. I love skin. It's usually not the first thing that people say when they describe who they like.
No, actually, that's very true. Like, hey, who do you like? I don't know. I just love skin. That's so creepy.
I just really look at people's skin first.
I really love people's skin.
But you know what? I'm happy for her. Good for her. And Tyler Posey, is that right?
Yes.
You know what? Good for him. She's a hot girl.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? I just realized what I was going to talk about in the beginning of this. Okay, guys, you will not believe this. First of all, Katie gets so excited to come onto my show tonight, okay? She actually knew more articles to talk about than I did. I actually had no clue what she was even talking about. She was mentioning something about, like, Justin Bieber, who I'm actually going to talk about. She filled me in on it. And I almost, like, gave the show over to her, and I was going to be, like, the guest. Because she was doing a good job.
You know what? Justin Bieber's probably one of the only men I actually care about, so...
but yeah, she was super excited, which made me hyped, because I don't know, it's always fun to like get someone who's super excited to talk about these things. I mean, I know, you know, DJ Goody, who's usually on after me, she pushes the limits with her show and she gets very personal, and I can't really do that. So I always get excited when like people are excited to talk about Hollywood gossip, because I feel like obviously everyone gets tired of me talking about Kardashians. And Stu, if you're listening, I did hear you out about me talking too much about Kardashian, so I have a variety of articles today that are not centered around Kardashians, but don't think that you're not getting any Kardashians tonight, so just to throw that out there. So the whole Bella Thorne thing, kind of going back to that, she was like talking about how, you know, in her Disney days, she was, you know, like all the other, you know, young actresses, they were all very like goody two shoes, and they had a, you know, persona and a reputation that they had to keep up for Disney, because, you know, you're signing a contract and you don't want your nudes getting out, and you don't want to be caught smoking pot or having a fake ID. Because there was a Disney star, I remember a year or two ago, who actually was caught with her fake ID, and she wasn't 21. I know,
she should have got it from a better dealer.
Shame. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say that I feel like a lot of Disney stars just tend to go south. I don't know what they do to them, but you know.
Oh, I just like sniffled into the mic. I'm so sorry.
That really distracted me. Sorry. I lost my thought.
How they go south?
Yeah, I just feel like Disney stars a lot of times just happen to end up on the wrong side of fame for the
Just grow up.
You know what?
I mean, you can't be like put into that little like girl persona and that little boy persona, or like, you know, you can't be like confined into that box for your whole life. I mean, you eventually get turned 21, and yeah, alcohol is it's available.
It is.
Just to, you know,
yeah,
say it bluntly. But no, I mean, if I was a Disney star, I feel like it'd be such a great opportunity to start my career. But eventually it's like I'm going to want to go on to do bigger and better things. I mean, maybe not Playboy. I think Katie just like almost threw a pin at me. I don't know what you're doing over there. I mean, I obviously probably wouldn't have done Playboy right off the bat, but I mean, let's look at Miley Cyrus. She definitely was like, I'm out of Disney, I am for sure.
She's like, here's my boobs.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna show you that I am not with Disney anymore. But yeah, you know, more power to her. So yeah, I thought that was very interesting. And to be 19 on Playboy, that's insane. I mean, I know like Kendra Wilkinson, she was, I want to say, 16 when she moved into that mansion, and that is insane, because you know what comes with living in the mansion. Yeah, I loved that show. My mom's probably like, oh god, Alyssa, you were watching that show? No, I loved The Girls Next Door. I didn't know about the whole like sex behind it, like in order to be a girlfriend you had to have sex with Hugh Hefner.
How old were you when you watched this?
I want to say I was in like high school, like freshman sophomore year.
you know what?
Yeah. I'm like, I was in eighth grade.
You have to learn from somewhere. So.
So, but yeah, when I was watching, I didn't understand that concept of it, but I just was like, oh my gosh, I want to be famous like that. Well, I mean, okay, not like them, but like, you know, it was a good show. I mean, it definitely got a lot of people watching it. So, okay, the next article I'm going to kind of quickly talk about before I take my first break is how Scottie Pippen files for divorce from Larsa Pippen after nearly 20 years of marriage. So, okay, for those of you who don't know, Scottie Pippen is a former basketball player. He used to play in the NBA. And he filed for divorce from Larsa on Tuesday, October 18th in Florida. And the two have been married since 1997 and have had four children together, Sophia, Justin, Preston, and Scottie Jr. And then the Hall of Famer also has three children from previous relationships. Wow, that's a lot of kids.
I mean, was about to say, that is a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's actually, I did not know that he had three from previous marriages. But they're a really cute family. Like, he was saying in an interview that I had watched a couple, like, months ago that, or it was Larsa. She was talking about how one of the sons is super into basketball, just like Scottie is. And he, like, you know, goes to basketball practice and they have, like, a basketball court at home because they live in Miami. And their house is ginormous and it's very nice. If it wasn't nice, I'd probably be a little concerned that he wasn't getting enough money or, you know, he's, like, failing. And so, basically, it says in this article that although they are no longer together, Larsa remains hopeful that she and Scottie will always do what is best for their four beautiful children and jointly raise them with love and respect. She would like to thank everyone for their understanding and kindly ask for privacy for the media during this difficult time of transition for her family. So I am a child of divorce, so I definitely know what it's like to kind of go through that. And I feel bad being that the kids are so young. My best friend from home, she is her parents also are divorced, and they filed when she was younger, around the same age actually as Larsa and Scottie's children. And, you know, I think it has a different effect depending upon what age you are when your parents divorce. But it's, I feel, I don't know, you never know what goes on behind closed doors. And I mean, I feel like every celebrity couple is always like, you know, we're going to remain cordial and like civil with each other for the kids. But I don't know, like, being a child of divorce, I mean, it gets nasty when, you know, money and, like, assets are put into it and they have to be divided and all that, you know, all that crap kind of. So, I mean, I hope that they can remain civil. They were such a, like, beautiful couple to me. I feel like they were so cute and they had been together for so long. But, you know, as you know, nothing is as it seems and things are different behind closed doors. But I don't know. I was kind of shocked because, for those of you who don't know, Larsa is actually one of Kim Kardashian's best friends. So obviously this article caught my attention. But I was like shocked because she was on The Real Housewives of Miami when, like, I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, on TV, it looked like they were doing good. But
they weren't.
They definitely weren't, obviously, because now they're divorcing. But yeah, I don't know. You know, media plays a huge role in things. Like, you always, if you're in the spotlight, you're going to want to, you know, keep a united front and, you know, show that, you know, everything's okay and we're doing great. And then once things get out, you know, it kind of goes south and, you know, you start trashing each other in the media. And that if you're not trashing each other, then the media puts, you know, a spin or a twist on, you know, any statements that are released from you or, you know, your publicist. So I hope they can remain, you know, cordial and civil in this time. And I would definitely want privacy during this, especially like for my kids.
Yeah,
my
kids. If I was in the situation, I would want my kids to know, like, they're both loved by both their parents. And, you know, I try to keep it as cordial as possible. But I feel like you can say you want to be cordial, but in reality, I think things always tend to get a little bit messy. But I read in the article that they've been living separately for a few months. So,
this is why I wanted Katie to host.
Honestly, I honestly have no idea who they are, but I read really quickly, so I feel like I know their whole lives. But
she's like, I just know them.
Apparently, the wife was living in Miami while he was living in Chicago doing his business, but I have no idea what that is either. So
not me either.
They were both separated for a while.
Yeah, and so. I think that's like sad. The whole separation part of it, it's for me personally, when my parents separated, it was harder because I felt, you know, it's fresh. And now it's weird when like one parent's living, you know, you're living with one parent and then the other one, you know, doesn't come home for dinner anymore. Katie is like, Katie's having a great time in the studio right now. And then, you know, the other one doesn't come home for dinner anymore and those kinds of things. I mean, now I'm good. I'm fine with it. Like my parents for sure better off not together. Like it makes me happier like when they're not together, because I thrive in an environment when people are, you know, crap happens. I was about to say s, you know, I was like, you know, s happened, and then I was like, okay, we're on radio. But I mean, everyone handles it differently. I know my best friend who goes to Oregon State, she says one of her best friends. Okay, so my best friend.
You just called me your best friend earlier in the
show. No, you are my best friend.
I'm like, I'm a little bit confused. Who's your real best friend?
You are my.
Truth comes out right now.
You are my BFFL, best friend for life. You can't escape. She's gonna act cringy and like, ew, but she's like, no, I love attention.
I do, really.
We love attention.
Honestly, can we have a segment about how much we love and need attention?
No, seriously, if I could talk about attention and how much I love it, it'd probably
I could talk about attention your whole entire show. I'll just take over and talk about how much I love attention.
I would love to talk about attention, too, just for a straight hour and how I crave it, thrive off of it, survive off of it.
When we're celebrities and we're famous, then we can create celebrity gossip about how much we love attention.
We totally can. I think that'd be a great show. But what was I saying? I like just got so into like having attention from you and like talking about attention.
You were talking about your friend from Oregon.
Oh, yes. What I was saying is that, okay, I have two best friends. There's one from home and then there's the one sitting next to me right now and the one from home. So she has a best friend at Oregon and her parents are divorced, but the whole relationship is so different from like Marissa's and my like our divorces. The parents are super civil. Both of them have moved on and are married to other people, so they can like, they're okay talking with each other. And it was like the divorce happened when the girl was so young, she barely remembers it. And it's like normal. Like it's normal. Like she knows her dad, but, and she knows her dad doesn't live with her, but she's like, I don't know. So Marissa in a sense, like can't really relate to her in the sense that Marissa's parents are kind of like mine and they're better off not together. And it, you know, we remember it, but I was just older when mine happened and Marissa was younger.
Yeah. I think everyone's family dynamic is completely different, and you know, that's what makes us all unique. So
exactly. And with that nice, fine comment from Katie, we're going to go to our first break. So you are listening to what is my show called? Oh, The Hollywood Glitz. I'm telling you, the amount of times I like mess up, I'm like, you're listening to the, and I'm like, wait, what is my show called? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz, and I'm DJ Diamond, and with me alongside is my trusty sidekick, Katie, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah. Let me lick you in places you never been licked before. Take you to places you never been before, like London, Paris. See that Lamborghini outside, we can share J&B without the marriage. Horse and carriage, senorita. Snapchat dog filters live from Ibiza. Breakfast on the beach, that means sex is on the beach. You looking like a fruit platter, I'ma bite into your peach and dumb. I think about to massage your feet and dumb. You got a body, you remind me of my Jeep and dumb. I must look amazing with you, cause every time you on my arm, I got
eyes on me. I need your attention. Put your body on me. You're the one I'm missing. Eyes on me. I don't want your love. We ain't gotta fake it. We both trying to.
Remember when you used to curve me, leave my text message on red, and every time I ask to see you, you say you going to bed. Every time I hit you with the good morning, you say you working. Now you in my living room twerking. That's crazy. You wear that bodysuit, I know you're trying to tease me. I put on that tiller, she'd rather fuck me to Weezy. I remember when your money was young and you stripped all week just to get the tan Yeezys. Back when lame hit you with the one-liners, all sounding the same like Future and Designer. Now that's my and she told me to shh, we in a Chanel store.
Slow, but we lit up. I don't let you down if we get up. Like you got a man, but you're fed
you
up.
You want me to say your name, huh?
But you know when we get together.
Karrueche!
Oh, that was such a dramatic like exit of the music. Okay, hi guys. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And that was, yeah, definitely a bad fade on my part. It was like totally just dropped.
I really like that song and you really ruined it for me.
I'm so super duper 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 sorry. For those of you who don't know, I like to say duper, 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 duper. I like to just exaggerate everything I say, basically. So I love saying super, duper, 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 duper a lot. So, okay. So what we talked about last break before last break, I obviously was not on during the break, was the whole Bella Thorne being on Playboy at the age of 19 and how she kind of, you know, drifted from Disney. And then how Scottie Pippen and Larsa Pippen are divorcing after 20 years of marriage. And now I'm going to talk about how Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth attend their first public event together since rekindling their romance. Okay, so Katie's super excited to talk about this. She's super duper 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 excited.
Oh, yeah.
She like starts to whisper to me as if like I can't hear her. I'm like, Katie, just talking to the mic. Hello?
Hello.
So I want to say that, okay, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they met each other on the movie of The Last Song, which was so cute. So cute. I love that movie. And after they met, they were dating, and then they eventually got engaged. And then what happened was Miley Cyrus kind of went a little crazy. Like, she was very open, like, with her sexuality, which is great. But she was also very, like, risky with her outfits, and a statement was released that, you know, they broke off the engagement because Liam was scared that she was going to damage his image, and he was a very, you know, clean-cut guy, and he didn't want the whole, you know, going crazy Miley to kind of, you know, ruin his reputation in the media and everything. And I get that. Like, I feel like guys are a lot more, I don't know, I feel like guys are a lot more, like, okay, I need to look cool and, like, you know, I need to come off cool and, like, I need to, you know, come off this and this and this way. So, I mean, I can kind of see that. But they eventually broke off their engagement, and now they're actually back together. They got back together a couple months ago, and she was actually caught a couple months into hanging out with him wearing her engagement ring for the first time again.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she was wearing it, and the paparazzi definitely got a picture of it. So basically, this article talks about how they attended their first public event together, and I think they're such a cute couple. Like, I felt like he brought out the best in her, and then she kind of, like, fell off.
She kind of, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I just remember seeing them together in the last song. Like, the very first time they were together, I was on the airplane on my iPod watching the last song, and I will tell you right now, I was in eighth grade, I think, and I cried my eyes out. Because I was, like, madly in love with my first love in eighth grade. And I just felt so strongly connected to it.
You're like, you connected me on a spiritual level.
I really was, like, spiritually connected to them. And then when they broke up, I was super duper duper duper.
I'm trying to, like, laugh super loud into the mic because I'll probably blow the speakers and you guys will all want to kill me.
No, but I was really upset when they broke up. And then I just remember Miley was... with, like, doing that Robin Thicke song with the Mickey Mouse finger. And then...
the tongue. That,
but then also, that was during my rebellious stage. So I was, like, kind of, like... I was kind of feeling... I was, like, I kind of like this Miley. And then she went a little bit too overboard. So I'm honestly glad that they're back together. And Miley seems, you know... they look happy. Who knows if they actually are, but they look good together.
I was going to say,
they're visually pleasing to my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think they're super cute. And ever since they were spotted together again, she has totally cleaned up her look. And so, Katie, what are you smiling at? Katie's like smiling at her phone. Who's listening? I know people are listening. Shout out to whoever is listening right now that knows Katie. So basically she's totally cleaned up her look, and in these pictures of them spotted together, she's wearing this super cute like long like pants romper, and it's polka dot.
Is it a pantsuit?
Is it? It's like not a pantsuit because it's not like a jacket and pants, but I very much like pantsuits. I think girls look so professional and clean cut in pantsuits. I'm not a skirt girl.
I think I'm gonna start wearing pantsuits around campus.
Oh my, you know what? I'm going to join you. No, get a nice pantsuit going on.
I think that might like really call myself out in public. I'll just keep it where it's at. I think we're good.
But yeah, she's wearing like this, this romper, and it's blue with like white polka dots and flowers on it. And it has like little ruffles going around her neck. And it has like a plunging neckline, but she looks super cute in it. And her hair is,
she looks like a little Southern Belle, to be honest.
That's what I was literally just going to say.
And a Southern Belle mixed with, like, a dirty cheerleader with the bow tie. Or not the bow tie.
The, like, little, what is it? Oh, gosh. We're both failing. What is it called? A ribbon. A ribbon. It's called a ribbon. Why couldn't we think of that? Oh, my gosh. We're like, so, yes, that's a... Honestly, we just epically, we're like, what is that called in her hair? The ribbon in her hair. So, and her hair, okay, she's done some crazy hairstyles. Remember when she cut it short?
No, when she cut it short.
I cried.
I didn't because, like I said, I was super rebellious during that stage. So I was right there. I was about to grab the scissors and do it myself.
Cut my own hair.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was really sad when she cut her hair, but it's growing out and.
It looks nice.
It looks really good.
She looks like, you know what? She looks like she did. In the Hannah Montana movie, but an older, older, like more version. Mature version of her.
Yeah. So. And yeah, I think she looks super cute. And it's like there's the next picture is like her and Liam and they're super close and like cute together. And I honestly just adore them. I think they're so cute.
All the Hemsworth brothers are
very
attractive people. So good job, Mama and Dad Hemsworth.
Very attractive. But it definitely looks like she kind of needs to like patch her roots a little bit in these pictures because she's like not bleach blonde, but she's like Barbie blonde. And then like her dark roots are showing. And I'm not going to lie. I'm not a fan of roots.
I'm not a fan of roots either, but maybe this is a new trend.
Maybe she's starting it.
Maybe this is her comeback. She's going to make a crazy hairstyle and be with Liam. And next thing you know, we're all going to have long roots and a little bit of blonde on the front. Call it good.
I know. It's going to be like Mean Girls. Like. When Regina George like walked out and like the holes were like in her tank top and her like
bring that back?
No, I would totally start that.
Let's start it.
But do you like them as a couple? Like, do you think they're like
I haven't seen like them personally together, but you know,
she's like, I haven't seen them in real life.
In real life, I have not seen them, but you know what? I really like them together. I think they bring out the best in each other.
I agree. I think they're super cute. And I'm really happy that they got back together. I think it just took Miley the whole, her like rebelling and like getting that Disney, you know, girl, reputation off of her and kind of just going crazy.
Wash that Disney goodness off.
She definitely washed it off.
She had to show her skin just like Bella Thorne likes.
True. Okay. It's so funny because I so badly wanted to go to the Bangers tour because all the cool girls were going to it. And I never went, and I was so angry. Did you go to Miley Cyrus concert?
I haven't gone to Miley Cyrus.
I went to the emo one.
The closest thing I've gone to a Miley Cyrus concert is American Idol.
Oh.
But that's not even similar. I just feel like American Idol is very clean. And at the time, Miley was very clean. Okay. Not during Bangers, but you know.
No, definitely not.
I wish I would have seen that, but no.
I know. It was crazy. I know a good friend that we both know went to the Bangers tour. And I watched like videos through her and it looked so fun. I mean, it was definitely different. It was there's a lot of weird things, honestly, that went on. But it looked super cute. And I remember the whole thing. Like if you were going to the Bangers tour, your whole like they had been girls had been planning their outfits for that for like months. Like everyone was wearing like the black and white stripe stuff that she was, you know, Miley was wearing and the whole tongue thing and, you know, red and like the circus theme.
The tongue thing.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus had the you know, phase with like sticking out her tongue on I don't know but so I just think they're super cute, and it's kind of funny that you know they've been spotted together for a couple months and they're just now making their first public event together. But you know
maybe they had to get past the judgment of and of like what everyone was gonna think of them being back together.
Yeah,
that may have been what it is, but yeah. You know, I'm happy for them.
Okay, next topic. I know Katie is going to enjoy this topic. Justin Bieber
is like, if I were to have a celebrity crush, if I were to have a male crush, it'd be Justin Bieber. But I just really love him on like every
she
single.
She really honestly does love him, people.
I am a believer.
She is a hardcore believer. So recently, and also just, you know, a quick, you know, shout, like Katie found this article for me. I had no clue, honestly, about this. And Katie was like, we have to talk about Justin Bieber. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. But I had no clue this was even going on. I'm sorry I keep sniffling because I'm kind of sick and under the weather. Probably for the past like 3,000 shows I've done, I've just been not feeling myself. So Justin Bieber tells fans that he can, quote, cut the BS if they don't or they can cut the BS if they don't want to listen to him talk in concert. Katie, would you like to explain this article? You are honestly the founder of this article for me.
Well,
she's like clears her throat. She's like, ahem.
Well, Justin Bieber, let me just start by saying this. His concerts are fantastic. So if you have not been to one, you have not lived yet. My first Justin Bieber concert, I took my sister. I like, you know, got her ticket and said, oh, you know, happy birthday. These tickets are for you. But really, it was for me.
You were like, I'm so excited.
I'm like, I'm so excited. Anyway, like recently, like a few months ago, he had canceled his backstage passes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I believe it was because people were like, you know, getting too like all over him and taking too many pictures and being too extreme and just kind of crossing the line with him. And then this article talks about how Justin, you know, told people in his concert like to, you know, be quiet and, you know, listen to him. And he's had a few statements that he said that he hasn't felt like he's being heard. And, you know, I think there's two sides to this story. Like, yeah, I can totally stand behind him and be like, yeah, like, he stopped the concert and wanted to have this personal talk and, like, a motivational upbringing little talk to his fans. And people were, like, yelling and screaming. And he really just did want to be heard. I can completely understand that. But at the same time, if you go to a concert, you're paying, you know, his tickets are like $100.
I was going to say, they're a pretty penny.
They're a pretty penny. And if you want to scream and, you know, use all $100 worth of screaming, then you know what? You have the right to do that. But at the same time, he wants to be heard and, like, he has a positive message that he wanted to share. And he got upset about it. He's a human.
No, I agree. I mean, I know the concerts that I've been to, I feel like all the artists will take the time to kind of, you know, just
they're
take
like,
a break.
You're like, you're amazing. You can do anything you ever want to do.
I know,
just,
something like...
You know what? Just believe you have a purpose.
Believe. Yeah, seriously.
So,
they,
you know.
Oh, I see what you did there. No, they always like take, you know, their time to kind of like take a break from their songs and just say something to the audience. And I also feel like, you know, even though every artist does that, I feel like Justin's been very vocal recently.
Not
that, you know, I can't relate to that. I mean, I feel like I would kind of want people to listen to me, too. I'm over here be like, shut up.
You know what? Let's be honest. I always want people to listen to me.
That's honestly. Yeah. Attention.
Attention. I need attention.
Throwback to the attention topic. Yeah, no, I agree. And I think I agree with you, though, in the sense that, you know, if you're paying a certain price for a ticket, like you're paying to be there. Like if you want to scream, scream. Like who cares?
Yeah, there's two completely different sides to it. Just depends on which one you want to take. But you know what? He has the right to express how he feels.
I agree.
His feelings are valid.
I feel like he's also, though, become a lot more, I don't want to say like aggressive, but he's very like upfront in the sense that he wants people to know like when to listen to him, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Like he's not the little Justin Bieber that he used to be, and he wants people to know that he's an adult and like I want to be heard. When he went through like that Bad Boy phase, mm-hmm. when he was like kind of transitioning from like
he went from like the baby Justin Bieber, and then he got the first tattoo, and then he cut the hair.
Now he's yatted.
And then he dropped off for a bit because like he got caught underage drinking and egging
that.
A sign and peeing in the cleaning supply closet or whatever that was about.
I know, that was crazy.
And then he dropped off for a bit, and then, you know, like you said, he found his purpose.
No, like you said.
That's what he said, too.
I know. And like,
but
yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's definitely become more vocal with how he feels, and he wants people to know how he feels, which is odd. That's great. I'm so glad that he, you know, wants to do that. I feel like want to say in the sense that like, OK, you know, there's ways to say things, because I'd be over here thinking, Alyssa, there's a way to say things at certain times. Like, you know, I can't, but it's true. Sometimes you say things and you wish you could probably take it back and say it a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
And, you know, those kinds of things. But I mean, I totally get where he's coming from. If, you know, people aren't shutting up, I'd be like, shut up.
You know what? If I was sitting there trying to talk and like everyone was screaming at me, I would probably lose it too. But I think he could have chosen better words, and his meaning would have come across in a better, more positive way than like cussing at them. But to each their own.
Exactly. And with that, we're gonna go to our second break. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and my trusty sidekick Katie, and you're listening on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Metro Boomin wants some more. I turn the Ritz into a pole house. It's like eviction number four now. Go ahead and ash it on the floor now. Girl, go ahead and show me how you go down. And I feel my whole body peaking. And I'm f***ing anybody with their legs. Why getting faded with some b- from the west side, east coast, the rapper north side. Never waste a whole time. I'm on my own time. Rig a cosign. Always change my number. Sorry, Porsches in the valley, I got Bentleys, I got Rarries, taking pain pills on the
shoes and the carving. Turn a five-star hotel to a trap house. Roaches everywhere like we forgot to take the trash out. Flood my cross with ice, getting money, my religion. Got my baby mama in my side, kissing. I turn the wrist into a lean house. This the sixth time getting kicked out. I can't feel my face, I'm on auto raw nauseous. Trying to ride my flying wave, now they salty. Running with the wave, get you killed quick. Shoot you in your bag like you're Rick. La Mexico with no life to afterlife, my whole life, my whole life.
Cause I'm always rapping for the low life.
Radio.dominican.edu. Oh, my levels are like super hot right now. I'm so sorry. Oh!
You want to know why my levels are so hot? My mic wasn't even on. Okay, guys. Hey, what's up? You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, and you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. How about we start tallying how many times I mess up right now, like, in my entire shit, like, you know, doing my shows. I, you know, my first show, the outro was, like, crap. It was crap, okay? The outro was so... I mean, compared to what other people do, though, like, I mean, it was actually okay. I listened to it prior to coming here, actually, when I was showing Katie, and like listening to it again. So I listened to it with DJ Goody, and she totally roasted me, and she was like, that was horrible, it went south so quick. And then I listened to it with Katie, and I was like, honestly, DJ Goody, I was like, this is not a bad I mean, I messed up, but I was like, it's not that bad.
I honestly didn't even hear you mess up. I just thought you were just talking like normal, so.
But yeah, so let's count how many times I can, you know, mess up. My mic just wasn't on. I was like, why am I echoing right now? I'm realizing that my voice was going into like Katie's mic and my mic wasn't turned on. I'm just a hot mess today. So I'm going to start this next segment talking about Blac Chyna and how she was recently given a push present. And her push present was a $400,000 Rolls Royce. Now, say that five times fast. I was, like, practicing saying Rolls Royce in front of Katie, and I, like, kept saying it because I have, like, trouble saying, like, double R's, like, Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce. Like, I started, like, tripping on my words, so I was like, okay, I need to practice this. So, basically, for those of you who don't know what a push present is, it's what... Okay, no normal people, honestly, I feel like are given a push present. Like, my mom was never given a push present. The push present that she got was me. Like, congratulations, mom. You're giving me, like, hope you do well. But a push present is something that, you know, the husband will usually buy the wife. It's usually, like, usually a tennis bracelet or a giant rock on your finger or, you know, a $400,000 Rolls Royce. But it's basically just a present for having the kid. But yeah, my mom got me as the gift. So congratulations, mom.
Is that even a gift?
Is that a gift? Mom, are you happy? And then my mom's second push present was my brother. And I did not like that push present. But yeah, she was given a $400,000 Rolls Royce. That's a lot of money. That's a really,
you know what?
Big,
yeah,
push present.
I was not even familiar that push presents existed.
I was going to say, I think you asked me prior, like, what a push present even was.
Yeah. I really hope that if I ever push something out, just anything, if I push anything out. If anything comes out, please give me a present.
Just give me a present. You know what? Next time I go to the bathroom, just give me a present for it. I pushed it out. that was probably too much. I think that is ridiculous. I mean, push presents are usually, you know, what celebrities do because, you know, money is not a problem for them. But yeah, Blac Chyna was given this, you know, Rolls Royce. But it's funny because I don't feel like Rob actually bought it for her. I actually think she bought it for herself, and it was like a gift to herself because she is a really big businesswoman. She's multiple women in one. A really big businesswoman, and she has like three businesses. She has like Lash, which is like, you know, beauty and eyelash extensions and like nails and hair, and then she has like her clothing stuff going on, and she, you know, is collaborating. I want to say it's with this one website. It's like 88. I don't remember what it was, but it's always in her Snapchat. It's like 88 something, and she like collaborates with them to make clothing for like women who are on like the thicker side. Thick. And so she, you know, she has a lot of money, and you know, she definitely, I don't know, for those of you who watch like Robin Chyna, she definitely started from the bottom.
Yes, like, she has.
Like the strip club bottom. Like she dropped out of high school and like started stripping bottom.
Well, Kim started from
the sex tape bottom.
From the bottom.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? In a sense, they are have similar backgrounds in that one.
But the thing is, Oh, no, no. You go.
Oh, I was just curious as to, you know, where does Rob's money actually come from? And does Rob even have money?
Does Rob work?
Robert.
No, okay, all the time on Robin Chyna, she's always like, Robert. And I hate how she says it. It really irks me. It really, like, just
it just really rubs me the wrong way.
It really gets my gears going.
Like, grinds my gears.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree. So that's why I was saying, like, I don't feel like Rob honestly bought this car for her.
I don't
feel like
think
she bought
so
it for
either.
Herself.
Because I know the one business that he has is the Arthur George socks.
Correct.
But I have never seen anyone ever wear his socks.
No,
so,
me either. It's Kris Jenner constantly promoting them and no one buying them.
Does Kris Jenner just buy a ton and just has them secretly in in the garage or something? And like she, you know, takes all the socks off? I have no idea. But
no, I agree.
You know, all I see is that Rob wears the same hat every day. So I don't know
what
in
LA Dodgers
are. Yeah. So I don't know what's in his closet. Does he even have a closet?
Does he even own a style? Does he have a style? No.
Whose house do they live in?
Okay. So, you know, he's kicked out of China's house, I want to say, every 2 hours. So
yeah, every show he's not in China's house.
every show
she is yelling at him.
No, exactly. It's so crazy. So every, you know, 2 hours, he's kicked out of China's house. So he still keeps his house that, you know, Kris Jenner bought him and put the down payment on. For those of you who hadn't watched the previous Kardashian season, Khloe got super upset. That's my spirit animal.
That's me.
Hey. Khloe got super mad at Kris because Kris had actually put a down payment on Rob's house, and she was totally pissed. She's like, Mom, Rob doesn't do anything. And it's kind of true. He's been out of the spotlight for like what, 4 to 5 years now? Like, what is he doing? Yeah, exactly. Like, he has the Arthur George like sock line, but he has nothing else. Like, he graduated from USC with a business degree, and he could do so much with that. Like, USC, like, that's such a great school to go to, and I don't know what he's doing.
I think part of Rob's like staying in hiding, I think, has a lot to do with his like mental health and like not being in a good spot. So, you know,
agreed.
I think he, like, taking that time to himself and like really working on himself to get better, and I know now he's working on his health too. You know, I can really give him props for that. So
I just yawned and Katie was like, are you okay?
I thought she's going to die in the studio.
I know.
But you know what? If he got her this push present, great. If China got it, great. Regardless, it's a nice car.
Yeah, I was going to say regardless.
Does it have room for the child in the back, though? That's the real question.
Is it a safe car for the child?
Is it safe?
Is it mommy approved? My mom's listening, I think, right now. Mom, would you think a Rolls Royce is a child-proof car? Like, is that safe, honestly?
And Mom, would you please buy me a Rolls Royce?
I know,
second,
like,
question,
future husband, Rolls Royce for a push present, please. But yeah, I don't know, like, I personally feel like China bought it because she had been posting about it, and it's all custom. Like, the inside interior is like, I want to say it's like peachy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think it's peachy.
Yeah, and so it's like customized, and I don't know, the way she was kind of showing it on social media, I got the feeling as if she bought it herself, because it's like, you obviously probably customized it yourself. So personally, I think she bought it. I agree with
also, you also, like, don't aren't you supposed to get the push present after you actually push? Because do we even know that she's gonna push?
No, seriously, is the child even still in there? Like, she has one child in the back and one child in the front. Like, if you think about it, like, damn. My mom just texted me and she was like, no, you buy me one. Okay, mom, when I'm famous, I will definitely buy you a Rolls Royce. But no, I think that's a crazy push present. I honestly would just go for some diamonds.
That honestly, just the child would do well. Like, get out of me.
Yeah. Katie's like, get out.
You get devil. Out, you devil.
Spawn of Satan. Yeah, so that was, I thought that was, I don't know, it's kind of like random in a sense. Like,
and what did, what did Tyga get her for King?
What, wait, what, what, what,
what's, what was her push present for,
that's a,
her first child?
Good question. I actually do not know.
Did Tyga get her one?
Probably not.
Well, you know what,
I was about to say something really mean and then I realized like it wasn't.
I hope he gets one for Kylie as soon as she has a child.
Oh my, if Kylie has a child with oh my gosh. Oh god, Katie, that's too soon. Oh my gosh. Kylie, please don't get pregnant. Please. You're, how old is she now?
8. She's younger than me.
I was gonna say she's, I think, turning 19. Oh gosh. That's... Kylie Jenner. So the next article I'm gonna talk about is how okay, hold on. I got a text from my mom again. She goes, oh, that's totally what I was saying too. Oh, get you out of me. My mom's like, just get out, Alyssa. So the next article I'm going to talk about is how the security footage of Kim Kardashian West. I always forget that she has such a long name now. Of the alleged robbers, like the security footage surfaces. I forgot what I was saying actually right there. And I don't know if I had said security footage. So I was like, security footage of Kim Kardashian West. Security footage. And I was like, okay, here we go, tally it up, people. So it recently surfaced and I definitely watched it. And okay, honestly, first of all, Katie and I will constantly argue about this topic. Katie, do you believe in the Paris robbery?
I am just so over this topic. Like, there there is not enough overness to describe how over I am about this. I was over it from the moment I read it, honestly. I could care less. That's my personal... I know that's great. We have two very different, like, beliefs on this. Oh. I personally believe that, like, who even knows? Is it true? What is true? You know? I just think there's a lot of things in the story that there's, like, a lot of holes missing and pieces missing. And it's just a little skeptical to me because... I feel like Kim is always in the spotlight, and when Kim isn't in the spotlight, she finds a way to get into the spotlight. And I feel like after she had Saint, you know, she took time, she worked on her fitness, and then there was really nothing going on. And the next thing you know, here she is in Paris, and this story breaks. To me, it was just like, I'm not saying like it's not legitimate, like I don't want to sound like I'm saying like whatever was... happened to her isn't real. I'm just saying, to me it was just a little fishy because I feel like Kim always has a way to get back into the spotlight. That's all.
I mean, her entire job is to, like,
I feel like her entire job is to be in the spotlight.
That's very true. Me on the other hand, I do believe that this is real. I will defend the Kardashian name. No, I really like that Katie actually disagrees with me because it kind of gives me something to kind of like banter with her with. Did I say that right? Banter?
Honestly, I have no idea. But long story short, we argue over this all the time.
Yes. Okay. So I do agree that it happened. There has been art. So the footage that was released, it is, there's this camera in an alleyway next to the hotel where she was staying at, which is, I don't think it's named where, what the hotel is. But basically, there's the camera and the video shows it's during the night because it happened around like 2-3 in the morning. And there's these three guys that come riding past this alleyway on bikes. Okay. And they're
so dangerous. Oh, no, not a bike. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Okay. So they come riding past in bikes and they're supposed to be dressed as police officers because that was what the article stated, is that the concierge was in the hotel. These three officers came up to him and said, can you please, basically... At first, they were like, give me the keys. And he was like, I'm confused. What's going on? And then they threatened him and handcuffed him to the desk and stole Kim's apartment keys. Okay.
So they come rolling up in police uniform on a bike.
On a bike.
Do they have grocery bags hanging off the edge?
No. Like,
this sounds so like not legit.
Okay, well, they're riding bikes and then you see them disappear because it's, you know, the building, they go into the building, and then you see two of them like walk back out and walk past the alley and they're not on their bikes, and then you all of a sudden see this other guy right like a few seconds later come out on his bike and he's carrying a bag on his bike, and like it's, they circle it in red, like there's the grocery bag with like the jewelry in it because 10 million was stolen. And I mean, that's it. I personally do agree that it happened. I don't understand why she would say that she was robbed at gunpoint and tied and like gagged and bound in the bathtub. Like, I don't understand why she would do that. She already has so much money and so much publicity already. Like, why would she, like, you know?
I'm not saying like that maybe, I'm just saying that there's a few pieces that are missing in the story for me to fully believe it. I just feel like there's a few things that need to be filled in for me to be like, okay, I believe this 100%. But also, I'm just like a very skeptical kind of person when it comes to the Kardashians. I'm always skeptical of
that
them.
That like hurts my heart.
I know. We're probably not going to be friends after this.
I know. I'm going to be like, Katie, gets off the bye. Air. But there was also an article released that said that the robbery had actually been years in the making. Okay, Katie's going to start rolling her eyes. Okay, hold on. Let me... Okay, Katie's like, okay, wait up, girlfriend. So basically, someone had been filming a couple years ago the hotel, and they filmed the gate code of how... So there's a gate, or there's a door that you have to put, you know, punch in a code to get into it, to get into the, you know, courtyard of the hotel. And so someone recently after Kim's robbery went back to the hotel and punched in the same gate code that was on this YouTube video that someone had filmed. And it was the same code. Like, the code had not been changed for 6 years.
Yeah. I have no idea. Maybe it was an inside job. Who knows?
Oh, my, you're one of those. Inside job.
I'm just saying, like, the security guard just happened to not be there when it happened. She was all alone. Who knows?
I will say that we will agree to disagree.
We will agree to disagree, and we may never know the answer.
I know. Honestly, we may not. I mean, I know that Kim has a team together trying to figure out who the robbers
Ooh,
are.
She has a team. Must be nice to have the money.
Oh, sassy. So I know that Kim's team is currently searching for the robbers, but will we ever know the truth? You are actually correct. I honestly don't
dun,
know if we
dun,
really.
Dun.
Yeah, I don't know if we really will.
We're just going to have to settle on not knowing.
Yeah, and then us agreeing to disagree that, you know, I believe it happened and Katie doesn't. Well, I feel like you either don't believe it or you feel like it's an inside job.
I feel, this is what I'm saying, like, I may totally be backpedaling on myself, but I'm just going to say, like, I don't think it's as legit as she's making it sound, if that makes sense.
Who no, that totally knows? Makes sense.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, it does.
So.
And, you know, everyone, I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that believe that it was like an inside job or that it didn't actually happen, because
I don't feel so alone then. At least
there's a ton of people. They just want to, you know, really.
Think about how much money she's making off of this.
No, what I talked about on my last show was saying, you know, she's so like, she hasn't been on social media for so long that people have actually, there was an article, you know, with, I forgot. I don't know who it was, but they were saying that depending upon Kim's timing of like her, you know, her coming back onto social media, it could actually make her money. And she could make more money than the money that was stolen from her. She could make like 12 or like 20 million.
I will almost like bet money on the fact that when she decides to come back into the publicity
Spotlight.
Or public light, whatever.
You got that. It's okay.
I don't know how you would say that. But anyway, as soon as she comes back, she's going to be on all the covers of the magazine saying, this is my story. This is what happened. Kim's first time in public. It's going to sell out. The tabloids are going to go crazy over it. And there's going to be a lot of money made off of it. And to me, that in a sense is sad, because I know there are many people who actually like do go through these sort of incidents. And I feel like this may somewhat like discredit what they've been through, because they never get the chance to be like, this is my story.
Okay. I can
Sorry,
see
that was really sad.
No, it's okay.
I just
but
really
like,
flipped that really quick. But
no, but it's
I
like,
know there's a lot of victims.
Yeah,
because so.
I mean, the only reason she's getting, you know, the spotlights on her is because she's famous and everyone knows her. I mean, this has probably happened before. Like, you know, it's not unusual for like robberies to happen. They happen every day.
Yeah.
But no, she'll definitely make bank on her comeback on into the public eye and on social media.
And I just feel like that's wrong. So,
you know what? I like that you have an opinion that's different than mine, because I'm obsessed with them. And my mom listening probably like, yes, Katie, disagree with her. I hate them. But okay, with that, I'm going to go to my final break. You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm DJ Diamond here with my BFFL, Katie. And we'll be right back.
I want you to turn up on me every night when I see you. Better recognize when I see you. I really want you. Hit the club for you. Light skin got you new dude. Even look like long too. I be tripping on this money, yeah. Hit the strip, check my money lane. Sorry if my whip covered in dank, cause I've been rolling with skunk all day. All this for the show, man. I ain't tripping off any.
To turn on my mic again. Oh my gosh, are we serious right now?
I'm gonna take you over the controls and I have no idea what I'm gonna do.
I know,
I have no idea.
I just can always turn on your mic. I'm like, hey, and then I'm like, oh my god, I'm not on the mic right now. Oh, I'm like really messing up today, but it's like at least I can like laugh about it. So
it's only me,
it's only Katie. Hey guys, what's up? You're listening to the Hollywood Glitz here with me, DJ Diamond, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I had to like do all like funny stuff just there because honestly the fact that that was the second time my mic wasn't on, I'm dying right now. So my mom is like still texting me about how Alyssa, like, definitely she's like, it's okay, like I didn't get a push present, but my greatest present was you. I'm like, thanks, mom. But before I like sign off, because honestly that break was, I took like that last segment super, it was like super long because, you know, we kind of got into it, but it's actually Kim's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kim.
You know, not that you're on social media, you probably aren't listening, but happy birthday. Congrats. We're like sitting here, we're like, okay. But yeah, so it's funny because, again, Katie told me, she's like, how about you talk about, you know, how it's Kim's birthday? First of all, I totally forgot it was Kim's birthday.
I don't even like Kim and it was her birthday. So you are a terrible Kardashian fan.
I know. I felt so bad. I'm ashamed. And so it's Kim's birthday, and Katie and I were talking, and Kanye released, and she just rolled her eyes so hard. I think she went blind just there. Katie, could you help me right now? I'm really okay. Failing. I'm like going south.
This is what happened. Kanye today posted a video, a bunch of throwback little snippets of videos of Kim for her birthday. And in the videos were Kim's father, Robert Kardashian, which, as most of you know, he has passed away. So it was just a very, like...
Not recently, though. He's, like, been passed away. Because you said he passed away, and I was like, wait, but not recently. Don't worry, people. You haven't missed anything, because I would tell you.
Robert Kardashian has passed away many years.
We're, like, both failing right now. Basically, honestly, he posted a video of old, you know, videos of Kim, and, like, Robert was in some of the videos, and Robert has passed away, and, you know... How many times have we said that now? I think that's like 10. Okay, guys, every time we say Robert has passed away, take a shot. Like,
wow, I'd already be gone. But yeah, so it was a really sweet, touching video. Good job, Kanye. You have emotions. So proud of you. What more can I say?
Oh my gosh, that was so passive.
No, Kanye, I think, always really does good gifts. Yeah, I wish someone would give me gifts like that.
I know. Like, for Christmas this last year, he bought Kim, like, I want it, like, probably $10 million. Like, the $10 million that was stolen from her. He bought her, like, $10 million in, like, Louis Vuitton for Christmas.
Well, and he, like, does... I remember he did, like, the orchestra.
Yeah, for that Mother's Day. That was literally
so romantic.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I'm not going to lie. Future husband, please do that. That is so, like, creative and, like, heartfelt, I feel like.
Yeah, it's super, I feel like, deep. That was, like, really... I was
like, it wasn't like, you know, a material item.
Yeah, it was like an experience that you live through. And I feel like those experiences that you can create with people that you love are so much better than the materialistic gifts.
I agree.
So good job, Kanye.
Good job, Kanye. And honestly, that's my show. I'm like, bye.
That was a fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for having. I was literally about to say thank you for having me on, and this is my show. Honestly, I'm so sorry to whoever is listening. I am literally, like, the last 5 minutes, I'm just really going downhill.
We're crashing and burning.
We're going out with a bang. Anyways, thanks to all who tuned in. You're listening to... Wow. I feel like I should just have, like, a set of bloopers at, like, the end of each semester of the mistakes I've done. You're listening to The Hollywood Glitz. Here with me, DJ Diamond, and my guest tonight was Katie, and I loved having you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me and dealing with me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for, you know, going through all these mistakes with me.
Thanks for being in my life. I don't know what I'd do without you.
I love you.
I love you more. Have a great weekend, everyone. Filled with love and joy.
Okay, guys, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu.
Doesn't make sense now. Just got real, things are getting intense now. I hear you talking about we a lot, or you speak French now. Giving me the sign, so I gotta take a hint now. I hit you up like, do you wanna hang right now? On the east side, and you know I'm with the gang right now. You say, do I wanna watch, do I know?